This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived to a close with a final look at the special talent, education, opportunities, ideas, and creativity that God has given us and how He wants us to use it for His glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called God's Five Purposes for Your Life.
One of the marks of maturity is that you're able to pass on to others what you have learned about life. You see, maturity is not an end in itself. Maturity is for ministry. Now, let me be really clear. Some people are actually gifted to teach. They have the gift of teaching. And God doesn't give the gift of teaching to everybody, but God expects all of us to teach at some point in our life. We teach our friends, we teach our children, we teach each other, we teach in one-on-one conversations, you teach in a small group when you contribute. One of the goals of Saddleback Church is to help you grow so that you can teach others. That's what God wants us. By this time, you ought to be able to pass it on to be a teacher of others. We've got a lot of ways to help you do this. Class 101, Class 201, 301, and 401. We have the Daily Hope Devotional. We have Pastor Tom's Drive Time Devotions. The Bible says this, take the time and trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit. Now, we all know it's good to have a plan if you're doing physical fitness. But you might need to think through, not might, you should need to think through a plan for spiritual fitness. So here's the question. I want to ask you, as we're looking at the year ahead, in which area of your life do you need to grow the most this year? I want you to think about that. I want you to go home and think about this question, because this is the third purpose. If God wants you to grow and mature, you need to say, where am I going to grow and mature this year? Is it in I need a better understanding of the Bible? That'd be a good growth goal. Is it I need to learn to overcome temptation, a particular one in my life? That's a good goal. Is it obeying God in faith when it doesn't make sense and yet God says do it? And you go, well, I'm going to learn to do it in faith. Is it being more disciplined in an area of your life that's not disciplined? Is it growing in love and other Christ-like attitudes? These are all areas that God wants you to grow, and that's the third purpose of your life. Worship, center God in your life. Fellowship, learn to love His family. And then maturity or discipleship, learn to grow spiritually. Now here's the fourth purpose that God leaves you on earth for. And if you're not going to do these, God should just go ahead and take you on to heaven now. But here's the fourth thing God wants you to do with your life. God wants me to contribute something back. He doesn't want to leave you here on earth just to live for yourself, to consume resources, take up space, and then die. No, God should go ahead and take you on to heaven. If you're not going to contribute anything with your life, if you're just going to live for yourself, why leave you here one more second? God wants you to learn to be unselfish. He wants you to learn to be generous. He wants you to learn how to serve others with whatever talents and abilities and time and opportunities He's given to you. The Bible says it like this in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, the fourth purpose of life. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. Notice it doesn't say be sure to use them to make a lot of money. He says God gave you talents and abilities, or what we call your shape, your gifts, your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, your experiences, to help other people. Now, this is the fourth purpose of your life, giving back, making a contribution. By the way, this fourth purpose is called ministry. You might write that down. When you give back, when you make a contribution with your life, when you serve somebody else instead of just serving yourself, that's called your ministry. Anytime you help anybody else in any way, you have just ministered to them. And anytime you use your talents to give back, to make a contribution, that is called your ministry. Maybe you've never realized this, but you are a minister. Did you know that in the Bible, the word for service and ministry are the same word? And the word for serving and ministering are the same word. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to serve God, but how do you serve a God who's invisible? Well, the Bible tells us real clearly, we serve God by serving others. You know, this again is just preparation for where you're going ultimately. In heaven, you're not just going to sit around being bored with nothing to do. No, no. In heaven, you're going to serve. We're going to serve God. We're going to serve each other. You'll have a place of service that you love and you enjoy because it maximizes the talents God gave you. And you're going to be fulfilled at it, and you're going to love doing it. And we'll all serve each other in fulfilling ways and significant ways. And we're going to do it forever and ever and ever. Now, you're not there yet. So why are you still here on earth? Well, here on earth, God wants you to practice your serve. Okay? He wants you to practice ministering. You might want to turn to somebody right now and just say, you're a minister. Because the fact is, we're all ministers. We're all servants of God. Jesus said it like this, if you want to be great, learn to be the servant of everybody. You know, we weren't made to do nothing. I read a study again this week that in the state of New York, one half of all New York men will die within 2 years of their retirement. That's a scary statistic. One half of all New York men will die within 2 years of their retirement. Why? Because we're not designed for 24-hour leisure. We're made to make a contribution. We're made for meaning. We're made for significance. You're shaped for significance. Anytime I hear somebody say, you know, I just live for the weekends. Well, I know what they mean. Their work isn't that fulfilling. But to say I live for the weekends, then why should God keep you on earth? Because you're missing your purpose. You weren't put here just to have fun. God wanted you to grow in character, and God wanted you to make a contribution. And one day, you're going to stand before God, and he's going to say, what did you do with what I gave you? The talents and the abilities and all that I put in you. Now, if God chooses to let you live tomorrow or next week or this next year or for 10 or 15 years like Hezekiah, you really should ask the question that David did in Psalm 116, verse 12. This is a great question to ask. Psalm 116, verse 12. David says, what can I give back to God for the blessings that he's poured out on me? What a great question. How long has it been since you asked that? Have you ever asked that question? What could I give back to God for all the blessings that he's given to me? I want to pause just a moment to think about that question. What can I give back to God for the blessings that he's poured out on me?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why he created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
So where are you making an unselfish contribution to the world? This is the fourth purpose of your life. Where am I serving as a volunteer? Where am I serving without pay? That's the fourth purpose. Finally, there's one more purpose in your life. We've got discipleship, and we've got worship, and we've got fellowship, we've got ministry. Finally, God leaves me here on earth for a fifth purpose, and I want you to write this down. God wants me to tell others about his love. Once you know, he wants you to tell other people. Somebody told you. That's why you're in the family. Who have you told? God doesn't leave you here just to enjoy his grace and love. Somebody told you. Now God expects you to tell others. He wants you to pass it on. Now think about this. Here on earth, there are only two things that you can't do in heaven. You can pray in heaven. You can sing in heaven. You can fellowship in heaven. You can grow in heaven. You can worship in heaven. You can serve in heaven. You can sleep in heaven. You can eat in heaven. You can relax and have fun in heaven. There are only two things you can't do in heaven that you can do here on earth. One of them is sin. There's no sin in heaven. So you can't sin in heaven. And the only other thing you can't do in heaven that you can do here is share the good news with somebody who's never heard it. Be a witness. Share the good news. Sharing the good news with somebody who's never heard it, because none of those people are going to be in heaven. Now, of those two things, sin, you can't do that in heaven, or tell other people the good news about God's love, which of those two do you think God leaves you here on earth to do? Yeah, it's kind of obvious. He doesn't leave you here to sin. He leaves you here to tell other people. And the Bible says it very clearly. Here's just one verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and verse 20. Through Christ, God has made peace between us and himself, and he gave us the work of telling everyone about the peace we can have with him. So we have been sent to speak for Christ. Notice, God has given us a work to do, and that work is to tell other people about the love of God and the peace we can have with God. This is the fifth purpose of your life. By the way, if you want to write this down, the fifth purpose is called witnessing. Witnessing. The Bible says you are a witness of God's love. Now, if you've ever watched court TV, or if you've ever been in a court, you know there's a big difference between an attorney and a witness. An attorney is the guy who is presenting all the facts and making the case and asking for a judgment and trying to persuade and convince. That's not your job. Your job is to simply be a witness. A witness doesn't try to persuade and convince. A witness just says, here's what happened to me. Here's what I experienced. Here's what I saw. Here's what I know. And you are an authority as a witness because you're an authority on you. Nobody else can be your witness. A witness just shares their personal experience. It's called your testimony, the story of what God has done in your life. You don't have to know any of the Bible to be a witness. You just say, this is what's happened to me. This is my experience. And the Bible says we are to share the good news as witnesses. Where? Everywhere. You're to be a witness at home to family members who don't know the Lord. You're to be a witness at work to coworkers who don't know the Lord. You're to be a witness in your neighborhood, in the grocery store. You're to be a witness to the whole world on peace trips. You know, it's a sobering fact to realize that every single person you know is going to spend eternity somewhere, heaven or hell. And the greatest thing that you can do for someone, the greatest privilege, is to share the good news. You know, if I had the cure for cancer and I didn't share it, that would be criminal. If I had the cure for AIDS or for dementia or heart disease and I didn't share it with the world, that would be criminal. We have something more important than that. We have how to have your past forgiven, how to get a purpose for living, how to get a home in heaven. Who else is going to share that message? And if you don't share it, why should God leave you here on earth? Now, there are two ways that we communicate our witness. We do it with our lives, and we do it with our words. We do it audio, and we do it visual. You need to be an audio-visual Christian. Now, here's the question. Who do you know who doesn't know Jesus? Who do you know who doesn't know Jesus? Who do you think is responsible for that person? You are. In fact, I want you to right now write down one name of somebody you love who doesn't know Jesus yet. Write down the name of somebody you love, one person who doesn't know Jesus. And your fifth purpose is to help that person meet Jesus. If you're not going to do that, why should God let you live another day? It's one of the five purposes. It's one of the two things you can't do in heaven. So he's not leaving here to sin. Now, you say, well, how do I do that? How do I be a witness? First, just start praying for him. It's really easy. Just start. If you start praying for him, God will open up all kinds of doors. You can invite him to church. Bring him to a service. You can invite him to a small group. Ask God for an opportunity to share your story. Now, here's the good news. All of these purposes, whether it's worship or fellowship or discipleship or ministry or witness, you don't have to do them by yourself. We'll all help you. We'll pray for you. We'll work with you. We'll be friendly to your friends. Together as a church, we are a group witness. The purpose of the church is to help you fulfill God's five purposes for your life. That's why we call ourselves at Saddleback a purpose-driven church, because our goal is to help you fulfill these five purposes. Now, I want to close by reading you a couple of letters that show how we're better together as a church family. I get these letters almost every day. Here's the first letter I got. Dear Pastor Rick, a year ago, after a devastating loss, I moved here to Southern California and disconnected from everything. I was very lonely, and I cried solid for 3 weeks. I finally decided I should try church. From the moment I stepped inside my first service at Saddleback, I felt I belonged here. And to shorten my story, Christ became real to me, and I joined this church family, and I'm now serving in a ministry, and this is very, very fulfilling to me. I love being a part of this family here. My loneliness and my pain was almost unbearable without a church family. But when I look at the membership class, and when I took the membership class, I had to hold back tears of joy when you discussed how Saddleback is a family. It really is. And I'm so grateful for my brothers and sisters here and for a church that I can call home. That's fulfilling the purposes of God. You know, these are the five purposes God has for your life. And I want you to go home this week and make a plan to work on each of them. How do I make Christ the center of my life? Worship, to let him love me and love him back. How do I learn to love God's family more and express God's family commitment by being a part of joining our church family? How do I grow in Christ? How do I serve God by serving others? And how do I tell the good news to somebody around me who doesn't know it? I want to close with one last verse. It's there on your outline. And this verse is my prayer for you this week. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 says this: in our work together with God, we beg those of you who have received God's grace to not let it be wasted. Would you underline that last phrase? Not let it be wasted. As your pastor who loves you, who cares about you, I beg you, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Give God a reason to give you 15 more years like he gave Hezekiah. Give God a reason to look at your life and go, man, you were fulfilling the purposes that I put you on earth to do. So I'm going to give you another 15 years just like I gave Hezekiah. Let me pray for you. Would you bow your heads? With our heads bowed, why don't you follow me in this prayer? It's a prayer of confession and it's a prayer of commitment. Say, Father, I have to admit that I haven't always used my life in the way you intended, and I'm sorry. But now that I know what you want me to do, I want to change. And I want to use my life that you've given me for the purposes that you made me for. Starting right now, I want to center my life around you. I want to learn to love you and learn to let you love me. And I want to get better connected to other believers in your family. I want to build relationships in my church home here. I want to grow to spiritual maturity. I want to be like Christ, and I want to make a contribution with my life. I want to start giving back unselfishly. And I want you to use me to start sharing your love to people who don't know you. Jesus, thank you for giving me my life. And thank you for giving me this church family where I can learn your purposes for me. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, I want to believe in you. I want to invite you into my life today. And I want to be baptized as you commanded. And I pray this humbly in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word FREE to 800-600-5004. That's the word FREE to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This resource uses principles found in Pastor Rick's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, ever since the publication of The Purpose-Driven Life, people have been asking me how they can teach their young children about the purpose of life. And they say, and I agree, that it's never too early to start teaching your children that they're loved by God and He has a purpose for their life. It's never too soon to tell a child God made you unique so you could fulfill your special life mission on earth. And God planned you just for that. Now, here's the super good news. We have taken the principles that are taught in The Purpose-Driven Life, and we've written them into short devotionals aimed specifically at children ages 4 to 8 years old. Today, more than ever, kids at this age need to hear the message that they're not an accident. They need to hear, even before the universe was created, God had you in mind, and He planned you for His purposes. You were made to last forever. Now, this book is called The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. And it includes engaging illustrations and devotionals that speak directly to the daily challenges that all of our kids are facing. And as a way of saying thanks to you for your financial gift to Daily Hope, I want to send you a copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This will be a great thing to give kids or to grandkids. And at the same time, your support continues to help us tell people all around the world about God's love and God's purpose for them.
We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.